Over the 50 years that we've been on the air, KVNO has enjoyed wonderful morning show hosts. All have been unique and embraced by audiences. We've chosen three, Frank Bramhall, Dale Munson, and Scott Blankenship, to highlight today. Frank Bramhall came to KVNO in 1979, bringing his morning show Breakfast with Bramhall Bagels and Bach with him. Here is Frank in an interview taped on the occasion for KVNO's 40th anniversary in 2012.
I just always felt that it was unique, and I think we put some life and some interest and fun into it. We had a chance to interview famous people, entertainers, people who were in movies.
Frank was a very popular morning show host on KVNO. Many listeners still tell us they remember Frank.
We were always recognized and complimented. It was very gratifying. I'm not one that really looks for the star quality in things, but it was very pleasing to be recognized and complimented by people who were familiar with us and liked us and knew who we were and meeting us for the first time.
Frank Bramhall retired from KVNO in 1992 and died in 2017. After Frank retired, KVNO advertised for a new morning show host.
I had been told at Channel 6 that I'd be leaving on or about my 60th birthday.
That's the voice of Dale Munson, longtime weatherman at Channel 6 Television in Omaha. He was also interviewed for the 40th anniversary of KVNO.
They kind of held a possession open. I was really pleased about that. And I worked my last Friday over there, and Monday I was here. Yeah. So it was wonderful, just wonderful from my perspective.
Dale Munson was a good fit for KVNO, and KVNO was a good fit for Dale Munson.
It was good. I liked it. I'd worked a lot of morning radio before, and it was fun to get back into morning. It really was. So the clock thing didn't bother me, and I was really pleased to be able to do that. I just had an opportunity to play a lot of good stuff, a lot of Mozart, a lot of Bach, a lot of Vivaldi, things that pep up people, you know. That's super. I liked it. 6:15 in the morning, Munson in the Morning with you on KVNO, and I'm glad to catch the ride with you into work. And we check that forecast. It looks like it'll be a fairly decent day with a high around 80. Ooh, to cool off. Is that good? Yes.
Dale retired in 1999 and died at the age of 81 in 2012. The next long-term personality to sit in the morning show chair was Scott Blankenship. Scott began his relationship with KVNO as an intern.
The whole reason that I ended up at KVNO in the first place was due to parking. If you left your parking spot that you got at 8 in the morning, you were not going to get back on campus to park later in the afternoon. But I needed an internship. And I found out that KVNO was on campus and I wouldn't have to give up my parking spot. I really fell in love with the whole idea of public radio itself. The idea that what you do means so much to a listener that they would give you a couple bucks a month in order to pay for it. That sort of reciprocal relationship was very powerful.
Scott eventually moved into the morning show slot in 2001 and hosted Blank's Morning Blend for 5 years. He has good and funny memories of working at KVNO.
I would ride my bike to work every morning and sort of had the city to myself, it felt like, as I made my way in. And it was a really good way to sort of prime the pump. And there was no sort of doorbell or, you know, way to get into the building. Everything was locked down after a certain time. So you had to go around to the studio window and find a pine cone or something to throw at the window to get the host's attention.
Scott Blankenship left KVNO for Minnesota Public Radio in 2006 and currently hosts programs out of the Twin Cities. All three of these KVNO morning show hosts have been instrumental in serving KVNO listeners as we've journeyed these past 50 years. Frank Bramhall.
Now, this is Frank Bramhall, and I want to express my sincere appreciation for being able to talk about these wonderful past years and bring up some memories.
Dale Munson.
There's nothing like radio. Nothing like radio.
And Scott Blankenship.
One of the things that I love about KVNO is it's a great example of what public radio does well.
And that brings us to none other than Otis 12. Otis has been making mornings manageable on KVNO since 2006, and we hope he'll be here for many years to come. Keep listening, because we'll feature Otis in a future 50th anniversary Arts at 8:30 segment. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.